Education and Hesiv Dalad Yochel Yisrael Itim Lein Yehudim Boyes to Sask Behem. A Jew can give a Goy money that the Goy is going to invest, buy merchandise and sell them, make profit, and split the profit. Even though at the end of the day the Goy is going to work on Shabbos and the Jews are going to get half the profit, it's permitted. It's not a Jew's work, it's a Goy's work, and he wants to make more profits, so he's going to work any day he can. I'm not telling him to work on Shabbos. In Mela, we don't say the Goy's not doing it for the Shlichas of the Jew, he's doing it for himself. There's another reason to ask a Goy working is when it looks like he's working for the Jew. That's a Marasai. But here there's no Marasai. He has money. He's going to do business with him. It says the Ramah, this is permitted only when the Goy is doing business with the money that the Jew gives him. But if the way was made that they take turns, one day the Goy works, the other day the Jew works, so they're partners in the work itself. The agreement was that the Jew has to work on another day of the week, connected the day that the Goy worked on the Shabbos, and it's also, because in that case we say that Goy is doing some of the Jew's work. Every day each one's doing some of the other one's work. The Mishnah points out, like we saw before, that if they made a condition before they started this, then it's permitted, because then we're saying, I'm not doing your work. This is my day, that's your day. But initially, we didn't make a condition, so every day, each one's doing some of the other one's work. Continues the Ramah, the Yisrael Sheyesh L'mashkan, M'nei Yehudi, we will see later. If the Jew has a mashkan from a loan, from a Goy, that Goy gave him. Yisrael Sheyesh L'mashkan, M'nei Yehudi, if a Jew has a mashkan from a loan that he gave to a Goy, then we will see later on what the halachas are.